This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And the Outdoorsman Radio Show has been around for quite a while. We're going to be here for quite a while. And we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we would love to hear from you. That's right, you. You can participate in this show by telling us about your adventures with wildlife, fishing and hunting, encounters with critters of the wild, and anything else you'd like to talk about. We would invite you to do so. Today's a special day for me. It's my birthday today, and, of course, you can be the first to wish me a happy birthday if you like at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. And I will certainly welcome your well wishes in this blatant attempt to get phone calls just by telling you it's my birthday. So we'll keep Brian busy this morning. Hopefully I'll get as many birthday wishes as I am years of age. So you can figure that out if I tell you I'm celebrating the 29th anniversary of my 29th birthday. So you can go from there. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Not a tremendous amount going on. Not a lot. I mean, there's a good bit of stuff happening in the outdoors. The fishing is fair right now, and maybe we'll find out a little bit later about that. It is the kickoff of National Safe Boating Week starting today. So we have an announcement here from the Maryland Natural Resources Police about National Safe Boating Week. Oh, there's Skip in Glen Burnie. He might want to be first. Good morning, Skip. How you doing?
Doing fine. A happy birthday to you, Alan.
Well, thank you, Skip. I appreciate that. How you been?
I've been pretty good. And my daughter, I think you remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Today's her birthday.
Oh, congratulations to her, too.
She's slightly younger than you, but.
Yeah, probably. I remember that. Yep. Where's she now?
She's living over in Dundalk, married.
Good. Good for
her. Got a couple grandkids. And,
good for you, man. Good.
Yeah, the one grandson, the youngest grandson, he wants to go hunting.
Good.
So,
he's going to have a good teacher.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. she's doing good, and even the youngest, my granddaughter is two.
Yeah.
And one of the things she likes, she has one of those pop guns.
Yeah.
That you put the cork in the bottom, in the barrel and everything.
Yeah.
And she has a little stuffed squirrel that she hits with it.
Good grief.
So hopefully she's being raised right.
That'd be.
Worthwhile.
I hope they don't have any squirrels in the yard. She'll wear them out. So.
Well, the whole thing is she seems to have fun with it.
Yep.
And that's our future.
That's exactly right.
Guys and gals that are listening to the radio, they got to do that. They got to get the kids, the grandkids, or even the neighbor out. If we don't take and move our hobby and our pleasure forward,
right,
then we're going to lose it.
Right.
And,
exactly right.
We have to take care of it. So not a lot of places in this world that you can go out and you can buy a gun and you can go on public land and or private land and hunt what you want. There's a lot of places where if you're walking around with a gun, they're just going to shoot you first.
That's true. Exactly right. Yep. Very good. All right, Skip. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Oh, no problem. And you have many more to you, Al.
Hey, buddy. I'm going to make it another. 22, 23 years anyway. So I already know that.
Just make it another make it another 29.
There you go. Good man.
That
thank
way
you.
You'll be catching up to me.
All right, Skip.
All right,
thanks for the
care.
Call. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Skip. Jeff in Forest Hill. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Good, Al. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, because today's mine, and you make the sixth person I know with the same birthday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, Skip's daughter is, that'd be number seven then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it must be something in the water, I guess.
I guess, man. All right. Well, happy birthday to you, Jeff.
Same to you.
Thank you, buddy.
I listen to you every morning, every Saturday morning on my way into work.
And, well,
just enjoy listening to what you have to say.
I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right, see ya.
See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Gunter, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. This is Gunter Enthausen. I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Gunter.
And in order to catch up with me, you got to make another 51 years. I just made my 80th.
You're kidding.
That's April 12th.
Now, it's the 29th anniversary of my 29th birthday.
Yeah.
So I only have to make it 22 years.
21 years.
Yeah, you said 51.
No, 51.
Huh?
51. I'm 80.
Yeah, I'm 58.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were 29.
No, it's the 29th anniversary of my 29th birthday.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting there, aren't we, in this golden age?
Hey, don't start that now. I feel like a young man.
Well, let's hope we make another 10 years, huh? Okay, I wish you the best.
Gunter, while you're here, I may as well get this out of the way. I already know how I'm going to leave this world. And I've been saying this for years. Would you like to hear the story?
Yeah.
Okay. There's going to be 4 to 6 inches of fresh snow on the ground. I'm going to be deer hunting somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if it's going to be whitetail, mule deer, elk, moose, caribou. It's going to be some species of deer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shoot the biggest one I've ever shot in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I will have come up on that carcass of that deer. I'll have my knife in my hand. My rifle will be on the animal or against a tree. I don't know exactly where that's going to be yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they will find my carcass draped over the carcass of that animal.
Well,
with my knife firmly held in my cold, dead fingers.
Like not an actor.
But I will be 80 years of age at that time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, listen, when you do, just give me a visit. The way I'm going to go is I'm going to sit looking down on a lake on a big table. If a mug of beer next to me and my dog next to me.
There you go.
And the cabin in the back of me.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
And maybe a fishing rod besides me.
Oh, man. That sounds like another great way, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's my thinking of heaven.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thanks for the well wishes.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care, Gunter. Bye-bye. Right. There he goes. Well, how about that? We're not getting morbid here. We're just celebrating life, you know? That's for sure. Anyway, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Whatever you'd like to talk about, I'd like to talk about. The local boat insurance provider, a company named Jack Martin / Avon - Dixon, and the Maryland Natural Resources Police encouraged the public to join them in wearing a life jacket to work on Friday, May 18th. Oops! That was yesterday. Press release came out on the 16th. Golly. Well, you can wear your life jacket to work today or anytime next week, because next week is actually Safe Boating Week. By raising awareness, these folks did this by raising awareness of the importance of these life-saving devices. The simple act of wearing a life jacket could mean the difference between life and death during a boating accident, said NRP Superintendent Colonel George F. Johnson IV. If we can prevent one fatality on Maryland waterways by reminding the public to wear a life jacket, we have accomplished our goal. And now I have done the same thing. Last year, Maryland had 24 boating deaths, nearly double the 10-year average of 13. Nationwide, 75% to 80% of the boating deaths are due to drowning, many of which could have been prevented with the use of a life jacket. Now, Jack Martin, Avon Dixon, and NRP will hold free Boating safety vessel inspections tomorrow in Newcomb, Maryland, from 10 to 2 on Oak Creek Boat Ramp, and in Stevensville from 10 to 2 on June 2nd at the Mattapeak Fishing Pier. Now, there's a picture here outside of Jack Martin, Avon Dixon, with John Horton of, I guess he's a NRP guy, and then Kelly Sullivan. Oh, no, I guess not. John Horton is from the insurance agent. Kelly Sullivan, Beth Fritch, Alicia Bird, and then there's PFD Panda. This is a cartoon character, a panda with a PFD known as PFD Panda. And then there's NRP officer Brandon Garvey. They all wore their life jackets to work the other day to raise awareness on the importance of safe boating. Now, I don't know if PFD Panda works at Jack Martin, Avon Dixon, nor do I know if PFD Panda is a non-native invasive species, but there he is in the picture with his Smokey the Bear wannabe hat on. You know, Smokey is a native species, even though he's depicted as a grizzly bear. In most cases, he is actually a black bear. Just, I don't want to nitpick, but I'm going to anyway. Let's talk to Carl in Joppatown. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
All right.
What's up?
Not much. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Tuned into your show on my way to my uncle's house to go out rock fishing this morning.
Oh, man, good for you. You're a lucky man.
Yep. I'm so far, I got to get him out of bed. But
oh, well, you know, that's all right. Now, you know, it's a two-fish limit today, right? But you still got to be able to fish. You still only have to fish the main bay. You can't fish the creeks and the tributaries and the rivers and all that yet, right?
I checked that out yesterday because we were going to go down to Chesapeake Beach after them, and I checked that out and saw the parts of the bay that are open, and got to talk to my uncle when I get him up.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I hope he's a little more enthusiastic than he sounds.
Well, he had a long night last night, and me and my brother, after we got off at 1 o'clock in the morning, had to run up to Walmart and get a battery for his boat because they're both dead.
Oh, man.
So I'm hoping that the newer one took a charge, and the one we got is going to get us from there and all that good stuff.
I got you. Well, don't forget to wear your PFD today.
Oh, yeah, we got them in the boat already.
I got you. Well, I bought one the other day, one of those inflatable jobs. They're pretty nice. Have you seen those?
I've seen them, but I got one of the old, well, I want to just call them old-fashioned, but the ones that fit you, like you ain't got nothing on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, the inflatable ones are just like they look almost like a pair of suspenders. They have a little CO2 cartridge in them. And some of them are automatic. If you fall in the water and are incapacitated, there's a wafer in there that'll melt and release the CO2 and inflate the vest in a short amount of time. The other ones, if you fall in and you're still, you know, cogent, you can pull the handle and it'll pop the top of the CO2 little bottle in there, and it'll inflate the vest, and then you're good to go. So pretty nice. They're very lightweight. There's no weight to them at all. You've got a lot of flexibility. So they're very good,
that's
very
good
safe.
Thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, and I picked up a copy of your Hunting Quarterly. I read it, and I noticed that it said we're going to have an earlier bow season, huh?
Yep. That's September awesome. 7th.
That's awesome.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you were able to pick one up. That's good.
Yep, I picked it up at, can't think of the taxidermy shop I was in. Trophy Care
down in East Essex.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it. I couldn't think. I know the guy's name, Brian.
Yep, that's right.
Yep, I also wanted to tell you that our trout season's been pretty good. My dad and brother and a couple other family members kind of jealous because I caught two more palomino trout this year.
Oh, boy. Yeah, those palomino, they're a pretty cool animal.
Needless to say, my dad's a little jealous of my brother.
Yeah, they started out, I don't know if you know this or not, they started out in West Virginia. It was actually a mutant of a rainbow trout. And they thought they were pretty cool. And from that one fish, Pennsylvania developed their, what do they call them, palomino trout. And then they figured out the genetic code of the whole thing, and now they can breed them, you know, just along with regular rainbow trout. And they're kind of a they're not an exotic species, but they're just kind of cool. And I'll tell you, that was when I was in. Let's see, that had to be back when I was. That had to be 45 years ago, Carl.
Oh goodness!
Yeah, they've been around that long because I was still in junior high school when the Pennsylvania had the Palomino trout, and they actually had a Palomino trout fly that they developed, and the janitor at our junior high school, a fellow by the name of Boots Engelke, who was an avid fisherman, and he was a fly fisherman, and I showed the close-up of the fly, the Palomino trout fly, was on the cover of the Pennsylvania Angler magazine. And I showed that fly to, it's a big streamer fly, almost like a lefty's deceiver, but it's a pretty good sized fly. And I asked Boots if he could tie one up. And, kind of a little grumpy guy, a little bit, but he was all right. Boots was all right. And he eventually came through and had one tied up for me with a hackle and everything else. So it was really cool looking. And I still have it somewhere. I have to find it, but I got it. Yeah.
Find it. I would like to see it one day. We could hook up. But if not, I'll check it out eventually.
I'm probably going to get that thing framed eventually and display it somewhere. You never know. So, I'm glad you reminded me of that, though, because that brought back some memories. I caught a couple of them when I used to fish with my dad up in Pennsylvania, the Palominos. So they're pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, Mr. Ellis, I'll talk to you.
It's Alan, Carl.
This weekend.
I know.
You know the way I was raised.
I do. All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one, bud.
You too.
Happy birthday to you again.
Well, thanks. See you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. And there he goes. Well, how about that? Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Let's see here. I've got some stuff I want to talk about. I want to tell you about. There it is. Now, you can join Mark DeHaven from Sterling, Virginia, who caught a 40-inch striped bass, or Garland Edwards of Heathsville, Virginia, who also caught a 40-and-a-half-inch striped back, and Jacob Tomasik of Lusby, and Julie Tomasik of Lusby, who both caught striped bass. Jacob's was 44-and-a-half, and Julie's was 40-and-a-half. And Albert Penley of Kilmarnock, Virginia, also with a striped bass, and Michael Whirling of Ashburn, Virginia, with a striped bass, 41 and 42 inches. And Ed Doheny of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with a 14-inch yellow perch. Robert Bennett of Western Port with a bullhead catfish, 15 and a quarter inches. Pete Bills of Round Hill, Virginia, with a striped bass, 41 inches. Michael Hensley of Shepherdstown, West Virginia, a 40-and-a-half-inch striped bass. And Andrew Jackson of Hagerstown with a rainbow trout, 29 inches. You can join all those folks in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. They're going to qualify to win a great prize, like a great grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, maybe even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, you can enter too. All you have to do is go fishing, and if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. I invite you to stop by your local fishing citation center, which is probably your local tackle shop, or visit the website www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. This year's honoree is Maryland's own Lefty Cray. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. The question is, are you feeling lucky?
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, if you enjoy gardening or just like looking at flowers, I recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, Maryland, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are absolutely filled and bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, too. Colorful pansies and patience and petunias and vincas and you name it. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, for your garden. Ready to plant tasty tomatoes, squash, watermelon, cantaloupe, peppers, 10 varieties of hot peppers, herbs, all of that. And Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97. It's exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You drive right to the greenhouse. You make your selection. You get your little cart. You can get in, walk down and pull a whole cartload of plants along with you if you like. Now you can call them, too, 410-969-5909. I invite you to think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. And you know what? Even though Mother's Day was last weekend, you could still buy Mom a nice bunch of flowers. Plant them in a garden for her, or window box, or, you know, maybe a crock or a pot outside the house and spruce up the place. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Way to sing it there, Johnny Boy. Johnny Boy, as I mentioned to Carl, the second leg of the Chesapeake Bay spring trophy bass season, trophy stripe bass season, is underway. Start at May 16th, which was last Monday, through the end of the month, May 31st. And it is Chesapeake Bay downstream from a line drawn from the south corner of Hartmiller Island Dike to the end of Maryland Route 21 at Tolchester, and south to the Maryland-Virginia line, excluding all the bays, the sounds, the tributaries, the creeks and rivers, except the Tangier and Pocomoke Sound. The Chester River from its and its tributaries downstream of a line drawn from Hale Point to Long Point to Ferry Point. Patuxent River and its tributaries downstream of a line drawn from Point Patience to the west point of land at the entrance of Little Kingston Creek. And the Choptank River and its tributaries downstream of a line drawn from Holland Point to a point of land at the west entrance of Chapel Creek. Everything other than those areas are open, and the maps are available on the www.maryland.gov fishery site. The main bay waters and creel and size limits is two fish per person per day between 18 and 21 inches. And one fish, or one fish between 18 and 28 inches, and one fish over 28 inches inclusive. In other words, you're allowed two fish, only one of which may be over 28 inches. It's always kind of confusing. Also going on today is the Maryland Fishing Challenge Youth Fishing Event at the Gwynbrook Pond in Owings Mills, Maryland. Nice little pond out there. Fished it a few times. The partner is the Northwest Chapter of the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association. One lucky Ute will be picked to attend the Maryland Fishing Challenge final award ceremony on September 8th at Sandy Point State Park. Free hot dogs and chips for the kids, along with a lot of fishing. And 9 till noon is the date. The campfire weekend in in Thurmont, good timing up there for the G8 Summit. The brother of the Jungle Cock Campfire Weekend, over 240 father and son tandems will gather for the 73rd annual Campfire Weekend which will see the Mentors and Youth fish Big Hunting Creek and other Thurmont area trout streams. The 7-year instructional program starts with boys 8 or older, starting with basics of beginning angling and taking them through an opportunity to fish with the masters. Several DNR staff will be on hand to assist this weekend, including Susan Rivers, who's teaching aquatic entomology. Marty Gary's going to be there, and the Central Region Inland Manager, Mark Staley. Registration is closed for this year, but interested participants can visit the BOJC, that is Brotherhood of the Jungle Cock, which is a feather used in fly tying, to learn how they can participate next year. Anybody wants that information, we'll be glad to forward it to them. And then upcoming this week is Diamond Jim is going to be tagged for the upcoming Maryland Fishing Challenge. They will be tagged and released on the 24th. This is one of three rounds of tagging, and one of the many striped bass released on Thursday will be worth $10,000 if caught before midnight on June 30th. All other tagged striped bass are worth a minimum of $500. Fish are immediately eligible, of course, upon release. Let's talk to Captain Seaweed. Captain, hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Alan, how you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm rolling down here right outside of Deal Island. Now I got a load of soft shells on here. And believe me, they are beautiful, beautiful soft shells.
I was in Hooper's Island all day on Thursday. I got to tell you, I saw some really, really, really nice crabs. I visited all the picking houses down there.
Oh, you did down Hooper's Island?
All of them, yep. I hit every one of them. And everybody had really nice crabs.
This week coming up before the holiday, which is not too far away, next weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Bottom line, the whales, not the hard shells, I'm talking about my soft shells. I roll with these soft shells. Are beautiful, silky, smooth, big whales coming up on this next run.
That's good, man. Glad to hear it. Yep, I hear they're good. I hear they're abundant. I bought some. Let's see, when did we have them? Last weekend, and they were absolutely delicious. They were.
Did you buy the number ones when you bought them, or did you?
I bought the biggest whoever they had. I don't even know what the size difference was.
The local big boys are looking good too. The local big boys are nice size crabs starting out.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, Alan.
I enjoyed them.
Just wanted to chat with you, and I'll talk with you later.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
See ya. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. Whoop, there he goes. Thank you, Brian. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I would invite you to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We were doing a little fishing stuff, a little housekeeping here of fishing. Now, last week, Wednesday, the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association in Perry Hall, in partnership with the Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and Stevenson College placed over 250 reef balls on the Memorial Stadium Reef just northwest of the mouth of the Patapsco River. Former DNR Sport Fish Advisory Commission member Bill Huppert has been and continues to lead the effort to enhance the benthic habitat at Memorial Stadium Reef, named for the placement of the rubble of the old Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. Now in its 10th consecutive year, over 1,500 reef balls have been placed by the partnership. Quite a bit of habitat right there at the mouth of the river. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We want to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. And we'll continue to bring you the information that you need to enhance your outdoor adventure. Couple of things we want to talk about. The reintroduction of elk. There was a study done by Mark Duda's organization, Responsive Management. I didn't print it out. It's 177 pages. But let me boil it down for you. The group press release came out from the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. A statewide survey finds that a majority of Maryland residents support the potential reintroduction of elk in western Maryland. The results of a statewide survey conducted on behalf of the partnership by Virginia-based Responsive Management and financed solely by the Montana-based Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation were released and found that 3 out of 4 Maryland residents supported the reintroduction of the once native species. Quote, these initial findings are most encouraging, but by no means conclusive, said Bill Miles, project representative for the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation. Moving on to the next level requires the partnership to meet with interested individuals, groups, and organizations. Their collective opinion is what will ultimately determine the fate of the potential reintroduction of elk into Western Maryland, assuming suitable habitat exists for elk as determined by the staff within the Department of Natural Resources. John Griffin noted on August 22, 2011, as with all our ecological programs, science and informed public input will be our guide. Consensus from our experts and all impacted stakeholders will be a prerequisite to this decision. By October 31st, the partnership envisions completion of the social, biological, and economic feasibility assessment. With the statewide survey in hand, compliance with the targeted deadline means that over the next 5 months, Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation will host meetings with interested stakeholders. DNR will pursue a habitat suitability analysis, and a final report will be prepared by the partnership that speaks to the 12-month assessment for purposes of presenting the governing bodies of Western Maryland et al. So there you go. Moving forward, the next 5 months will tell the tale whether or not the potential is there to reintroduce elk into Maryland. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Email address, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. My last name, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, the at symbol, and my website is ellisoutdoors.com. So there we go. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Buddy of mine has been asking questions about whether or not he can use a trot line like they do for crabs for catfish. Very interesting. Sent an inquiry to the Department of Natural Resources whether or not fishing with a trot line. And, you know, you're familiar with trot lines for crabs. You've got a long line with droppers, and your bait is on the dropper for crabs. And on a catfish trot line, you got a line with droppers that have a baited hook on them. And he said, are trot lines legal? The answer is yes, trot lines are legal. 300 feet or less, catfish only, 75 hooks on the line. And then the controversy started. Someone in the Natural Resources Police informed my friend that there's a proposal on the docket there to ban all trot line fishing in Maryland anywhere, regardless. And his reply was, "Well, I can only think that it's coming from the catfish guides engaged in the trophy catfish business in the Potomac." Please tell them that trot lines are a very little used tool and lots of fun for those who practice it. We're not about to impact their business, but every dead blue and flathead catfish is one less in the ecosystem. And he goes on. Well, then it goes to fisheries. Thanks for bringing this issue to our attention. The rest of the story. This is from fisheries. No proposal to ban all recreational trot lines for finfish in Maryland. Finfish meaning catfish. The 2011 General Assembly gave fisheries regulatory authority to define recreational fishing gear and certain commercial fishing gear in early May. The Department of Natural Resources met with the subgroup of the Sport and Title Fish Advisory Commission members to review and discuss straw man language and issues pertaining to defining fishing gear. It was suggested by the work group members that trot lines for recreational finfish be prohibited. God knows why. I mean, there must be an explosion of trot liners out there fishing for catfish. Not. Well, anyway, the work group's recommendation had not been brought to the attention of the top folks at fisheries prior to their inquiry in response to my buddy's email. The work group's recommendation was primarily based on working to avoid user conflicts. The work group did recommend increasing the number of fishing lines attached to a float in a jug, so to speak, from 2 or 3 to 25. That doesn't even make sense. Honestly, it doesn't make sense, but it is what it is. The question was to ask if this would be helpful to your interest, or do you really see a need for a trot line? The people who are in the know informed leadership that they don't want to close the door on the trot line issue. We agree that if we could direct more effort to non-native invasive catfish, this would be a positive. There's going to be more discussion, blah, 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 regulations, blah, blah, blah. The process is going forward. That before any regulation is proposed, we'll provide the public with an opportunity to comment on a regulatory change idea. Then we'll review public comment, proceed with a formal regulation if that is what is decided. And I hope this is clarification. So what do you think? You think that would be fun? You know, we have a lot of blue catfish now in Maryland, and they're spreading out just like any other invasive species does. The blue cats are the ones that the state record is now, I believe, 85 pounds or somewhere in that neighborhood, caught out of the Potomac. There is a trophy fishery there. As the emailer mentioned, the guide services over there on the Potomac are doing well. I mean, you know, where else can you go and catch, you know, 15, 20 fish that are 30, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 70 pounds in a day's time? Well, you can with these big blue catfish. The flathead catfish have become widespread in the Susquehanna from the base of the dam to the flats. And they're starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger. They, too, can reach a pretty good size, 40, 50 pounds. And my buddy says, why can't we jugfish for them? Why can't we trot line for them, just like we do crabs? If we can take them out of the ecosystem, wouldn't that be beneficial? So on it goes. It's not a big controversy, but it's an interesting controversy, and I know all the players, which is kind of cool. So I don't know. Unless you think we ought to institute, you know, hillbilly hand fishing, snatching, noodling. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think people would the crazy people in Oklahoma, I think they need to keep that practice right there. 410-922-6680 is my phone number here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We want to tell you about our friends at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Fishbones Bait and Tackle is located in Pasadena, 4729 Mountain Road. That's you get down 100, you hit Mountain Road there in Pasadena, you go out towards Gibson Island, it's a right, and they're about 2.5 miles on the right-hand side. Crab pots, they have the famous crab pots that are made right here in Maryland in the good old USA, stainless steel with a basket and a lid. They come in three sizes, a half bushel, and a bushel and a half. And they've got all the live bait and crabbing supplies and tackle and hand-tied bucktails and parachutes and trolling lures that you can use for rockfish here in the early season. They got all the bass fishing stuff, the lines, and yeah, you name it. They've got it at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. You owe it to yourself to check them out or at least call and get an updated fishing report at Fishbones. 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573. And I haven't told you about Bay Linex yet. Well, I'm going to tell you about Bay Linex. What's in your bed? I mean your truck bed now. Well, I would recommend that you have the Bay Linex spray-on bed liner installed by Bay Linex Glen Burnie. Bay Linex is the only authorized Linex dealer in Glen Burnie and is proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. If you like color, if you like your bed liner to match the color of your vehicle, well, that's available too. They use the paint code and match the Kevlar-infused Linex material to the color of your vehicle. It's great, and it provides extra protection. There's also the mobile service that can come to you and spray anything that you need sprayed. Your deck to make it non-slip, your underground tanks, your secondary containment, plastics, equipment, you name it, they can take care of it. Linex bed liners completely seal out rust. They have a durable non-slip surface, and they reduce noise and vibration. And they've been used on such applications as the walls of the Pentagon. That's right. They're that strong. See Bay Linex at Glen Burnie, 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Visit them online at baylinex.com. Give Bobby Hawkins a call, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Mention Ellis Outdoors or the Outdoorsman Radio Show and see how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. That's Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
This is Leskin solving the $445 million federal subsidy to the tax-exempt Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Monday night, 9 to 11 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We got two callers on the line. We got Blazing Bear in Eldersburg. Morning, Blazing Bear. How you doing? And Joe in Crumpton coming
great.
Up. What?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
My wife and I are on our way up to Hickory Heights Golf Course. We're doing a golf tournament today for the Royal Rangers. We wanted to call and say happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Happy birthday to you. I mean, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I won't tell nobody how old you are.
I already did. I'm 58 today.
58 today. Well, that's great.
Yep.
And you look pretty good for your age, too.
I feel good. I really do. Yeah, I feel much younger than I actually am in years.
That's great.
Yeah, buddy. How you been?
Well,
been good?
It's called for a beautiful day, and we have a golf tournament benefiting the Royal Rangers today.
Yep. Good group.
Yep. So just wanted to call and say happy birthday to you.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that. Good luck.
You get in the neighborhood, stop and see us.
I will do that. I need to stop by. I haven't seen you in a while. Talk to you soon.
All right. God bless.
All right. Thanks, Blazing Bear. Thanks, Mrs. Bear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go. All right. Joe in Crumpton, good morning. How are you? Thanks for holding.
I'm fine, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I just heard turn you on a while ago. Today's your birthday?
It is.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And they just said your age on the previous caller, and
yep.
You're getting there. I've only got you about 10 years.
You know what? You're only as old as you feel.
That's right, and I don't feel that old today.
I don't feel that old either.
My question is, eels,
yes,
how big do they get, you know, in this part of
From
Chester River is where it was caught. Do you know how big they get in there?
I guess an American eel would probably. I'm thinking maybe I've seen them 3 foot, maybe. I don't know.
My grandson caught one last year. Do you know where Deep Landing is?
Yeah.
Chester River?
Yeah.
Okay, he caught it out of there. It was 37 inches.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If that was about as big as they get.
That is about as big as they get. Yeah, that's a pretty good one, to be honest with you. Now, you know, eels, even though we still use salted eel and that type of thing, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission says that the eel stock here in the Atlantic region is just about depleted.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, we still have eelers here, and if you've ever seen what they do, they catch these eels in the big eel pots and the big, you know, commercial traps, and they bring them to shore. They put them in a truck filled with water, and they export them.
Yeah.
And they go live. From what I understand, they go live to places like Egypt and other places where they are considered a delicacy.
Yeah, well, quite a few people around here eat them too. Personally, I've never ate one.
I've never eaten an eel. I imagine they taste kind of like catfish, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. It looks too much like something else for me.
Oh, like a big old
like a snake.
do you eat sausage or ring bologna? I mean, you know, just kind of close your eyes and imagine that.
Yeah, but I was just wondering, Alan, about you know, when he caught that 37 inch, I was so surprised because we catch them. Well, we catfish, and catch them, you know, fairly on a regular basis, and you know, they're usually, you know, maybe up to like 16 inches or something like that.
Sure, yeah.
It ain't much more than finger size.
Right.
But this thing came in, and I mean, I was really surprised. So I just wanted to check and see, you know, how big do they get. I know in some countries they get humongous, but I've never seen.
Well, that's different. That's a different species. This is an American eel here, and you got a pretty good size one. I don't know what the record is, if there is one. I have to check on it, but.
Yeah.
It's a pretty interesting species.
We merged and turned it, you know, put it back over because we usually catch and release near about everything.
Yeah,
we catch, you know, keep very little to eat our own selves, but we really enjoy getting out together, me and my grandson and a couple other people, you know, go, and we mostly bank fish.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so we have a good time at it. Okay. Well, I just wanted to check to see.
I'm not seeing in the state records. I'm not seeing a category for eel.
Okay.
The American eel. I don't know if there is such a thing. I'm sure that there's records somewhere, but we'll figure it out. All right.
Okay. I'll
Thanks, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Bye. There he goes. There goes Joe. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, look, I know goose season is a long ways away, but not really. July, August, September, about 3 months, a little over 3 months. Now is the time to go to SeanMann.com or call SeanMann at 800-345-4539 and check out the complete line of SeanMann waterfowl calls, including, but not limited to, the Eastern Shoreman. The Eastern Shoreman is a great call for to begin with because it's so easy to operate. It imitates all the sounds of a Canada goose. You can learn how to, you know, cluck and moan and all the different sounds that they make and, you know, the comeback call and all that stuff very easily with the Eastern Shoreman. And it's great for kids to start, too. It's where I think I mention this every time I talk about SeanMann. We were on a duck hunt this past winter, and there must have been six or seven of us in the blind, and the geese started calling, and we saw them getting a little closer, and everybody reached in their duck bag and pulled out a goose call, and all of them were Eastern Shoremen, which was pretty cool. And that's the one that more world championships have been won with is Eastern Shoreman. 1985, SeanMann started the long call revolution with the invention and promotion of the Eastern Shoreman goose call. And Sean's been doing it a long, long time. Anyway, the number again is 800-345-4539 if you'd like more information, or you can go online to SeanMann.com. You can see and hear all the calls that SeanMann and company make. So we would like to recommend them, and you'll be glad you did. The geese, once you learn how to use it, won't care so much for it. We want to mention our buddies at Tochterman's, too. I told you I think I told you last week, somebody said to me, I want to go to that store where they have those big, delicious, juicy bloodworms. Well, that would be Tochterman's. Tochterman's is all fishing all the time. 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway. They've been there since 1916. Same family name, same location. 1,000 fishing rods on display. 600 or 700 reels you can put your hands on. All the major brands and the experts to back it up. You want to talk about bass fishing, talk to Gene. You want to talk about fly fishing, talk to Joe. They've got a complete fly room and a lure building and fly tying room with all the accessories to do it yourself. Tochterman's, 410-327-6942. Did I mention they have the world's best? No, I'll change that. The universe's best bloodworms. Fat, juicy, and delicious. 410-327-6942 for Tochterman's. And that brings us to the end of the first hour. We'll be back after the news with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. It's time for me to say to you, get out, and stay safe. See you after the news. As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award for